Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Forecasters say the storm could bring hurricane-force winds for hours on end. That would bring flooding, enormous waves, and power outages across this enormous region up and down the coast.
And good morning, America. The National Weather Service already calling this a crippling, potentially historic blizzard.
And they say this could be one of the worst storms this area has ever seen. Really scary.
If it is not one of the top five blizzards, it'll come awfully close.
This is going to be an entire snow event and a blizzard at that for the next 12 to 24
resign
hours.
Shame, idiots.
Just in excess of 40 to 60 to 80 miles per hour.
Tonight, New York City is shutting down the streets at 11 p.m. as the city braces for what could be a blizzard of historic proportions.
We start with breaking news.
Street rat.
Rush hour in
street
the blizzard.
Rat. Moron.
Of 2015.
Don't.
Commuters making
Putz.
Their way
Moron.
Home.
Moron. Shut
dangerous
him off. Shut him off. This is who you rely upon for your news. Now, who was the stupidest of them? We know Al Sharpton is an uneducated street agitator, that we know, so we expect nothing more from that idiot. Shepard Smith knows better, or does he? Or is he the stupidest man in the media? Welcome to the Savage Nation. This is not going to be the whole topic for the whole day. But I'm sorry. Meteorologists are saying, oh, sorry about getting that blizzard thing wrong. So your leaders shut down the whole Northeast, canceled 6,000 flights, and they were wrong. They were wrong. Now, what else are they wrong about? You rely upon all of these news outlets for all of your news, and they can't even get the weather right. So what else do they get right? Do you know? Maybe nothing. Maybe 50% of the things that you hear on Fox, CNN, MSNBC are correct. So what's right and what's wrong? What's real? What's false? Well, it's very hard to know in a world filled with a news media that is so wrong about so many things. They got this wrong, huh? They fail on a blizzard with a 24-hour model, and we're supposed to believe their climate models about the end of the world? We're supposed to believe 100-year climate models which show that the Earth is being devastated by global warming? When we know that the climate model was wrong on a 24-hour notice, now we're supposed to believe these putzes in the universities and in the government who are giving us the sky is falling based on 100-year climate models that are also false? They all had the graphics up yesterday. Snowmagarden. Blizzard. It's a blizzard of stupidity. And the mayors and the governors are bigger idiots and liars than the meteorologists. So the people are saying, I have no faith in the government. You wonder why? I have no faith in the media, and you wonder why? So you say, well, Michael, you're in the media. Why should we believe you? You shouldn't believe me. Don't believe me. Don't believe a word I say. Don't listen to me. I built an audience, and I built a following for all of my books based upon the fact that I don't know what I'm talking about, right? Well, look, here's the situation we're facing. We're facing a meltdown of common sense and of the most basic knowledge of fifth-grade science. That's what we're facing. And the people don't know which way to turn. We have idiots running New York State and running New York City who shut a whole city down. This was a snowstorm that basically occurred every winter in my entire childhood that I lived there. I went sleighing in snow like this. The city didn't get crippled. People went to work. The subways ran. My father dug his car out and drove into Manhattan over the bridge. No one died and rolled over in the snow and begged the government to save them. This is all about keeping you frightened, isn't it? This is all about a nanny state that thinks that you're too stupid to wake up one day and say, well, you know what? The snow's there, but I can make it to work. I'll put snow chains on and I'll go to work. I've got a family to feed. No, instead, de Blasio, the communist, tells you to stay home. Instead, the governor shuts the whole state down, basically, because he based it upon idiotic morons who told him that the whole blizzard was going to hit there. So it's a blizzard of lies in the media. Who's the most stupid? What's the point of talking about that? I'll tell you what I want to talk about, not the idiots on the blizzard. I want to talk about something that people say didn't happen. Muslims in particular denying it happened. Saying, no, no, there were no 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust. The Jews invented it for sympathy. That's the new big lie coming out of the Hitlers of our time, the radical Islamists. And, you know, I watched a documentary last night from Hidden War footage from World War II called Night Will Fall on HBO, and they have to be lauded for what they did. What was interesting was this was directed by, at the end, Alfred Hitchcock. We all know what a great director Alfred Hitchcock was. And this HBO documentary on the Holocaust ends with a statement that unless humanity learns the lessons of the Holocaust, night will fall. And yet we have a Holocaust going on right now against Christians and Yazidis in Iraq and Syria. The Islamo-fascist ISIS today is carrying on the work of Adolf Hitler. They're saying that they wish to kill tens of millions of Christians, Jews, minorities, and Muslims who do not follow their view of Islam. And yet Hollywood looks the other way. Yet Obama refuses to call them by their true name. They call the Islamic State, Obama says they're not Islamic. They call themselves Islamic State, they're the new Hitlers of our time. They're conducting a Holocaust against Christians. And yet John Kerry says they're not Muslims. So I asked myself today, should I even touch this topic? Can I even touch this topic where people have heard about the Holocaust for so long they're not interested in it anymore? But you know, when you watch that 90-minute documentary, which will be rerun tonight on HBO, and you see the piles of human hair and the mounds of dead bodies, and you look in the eyes of the dead, and you say, you know, but for the grace of God, there goes I. You say, no, you have to talk about it, no matter how boring it is. Because right now, anti-Jewishism, I wouldn't call it anti-Semitism, but anti-Jewish hatred is reaching a new crescendo. It's so bad in France that French Jews are fleeing to Israel, as they did many, many decades ago. And at the same time, Muslims are destroying churches, killing thousands of Christians in the Middle East, in Nigeria. In Nigeria, it's the Boko Haram Muslims, slaughtering Christians, burning churches. The Islamic State has pulled down church crosses in northern Iraq. 200,000 Christians fled. Did you know anything about that? You haven't heard anything about that. There's a Holocaust going on right now, and I ask myself, and this is a tough question, where are the righteous Jews? You say, well, why are you picking on the Jews? Well, I could say, where are the righteous anyone else? But I'll say, where are the righteous Jews? You know why? Because I watched Schindler's List years ago, and all the Jewish groups commended Schindler's List, and they said they were righteous Gentiles for saving the Jews, those who were saved. And they were right. They were righteous Gentiles. So now, where are the righteous Jews, I ask myself? I don't know where they are. I haven't heard them speak out against the Holocaust, against the Christians. And I myself feel obligated to take this valuable time on the radio to ask, where are the righteous Jews? Where are the righteous everyone else as a Holocaust is occurring in front of our eyes? I watched the unforgettable HBO documentary Night Will Fall. And I watched this footage as the cameras lingered on and grazed across the lifeless bodies of the dead Jews. The individual bodies, emaciated, rubbery. Close-up shots on their faces, locked in grimaces of eternal torment and despair. Teeth missing, skulls cracked open. It's something that I shouldn't have watched. I was warned many years ago not to watch Holocaust footage because it would drive me insane. But I watched it anyway. I couldn't stop watching it in my dark room last night. I sat alone with the dog watching it for well over an hour. And I kept asking myself, what is the point of watching this? It was so long ago. Why are you watching this? Night Will Fall on HBO. It describes how British, U.S., and Soviet troops, I will say the Soviet troops, moved through Germany in the spring of 1945, supplied with soldiers who'd been specially trained as cameramen. And those of you in the film world should watch this. They carried primitive cameras with thick lenses and wind-up cranks. And they were told by the U.S. Army to capture everything they saw in detail. to contradict those who inevitably deny the truth of the camps. And right now we have those denying the truth of the camps. Nazis in America, Nazis in Europe, Muslims in particular saying there was no Holocaust. And yet it's happening again. And the object was to make it a lesson for all of humankind as well as the Germans. So they made detailed footage. They made detailed footage. And it's a historical record of what actually happened in the concentration camps. The bodies, the ovens, the storage facilities filled with human hair, the children, especially the twins picked out for Joseph Mengele's experiments on Jewish twins. And I sat there, and not only did tears come to my eyes, I wanted to kill. I didn't sit there whining to myself. I wanted to murder. Every instinct in me, I wanted to take a knife and stab it into someone's heart. I wanted to do to them what they did to these children, but I couldn't do it. I was sitting alone in a room by myself with a dog in the year 2015, and I asked myself, where are the righteous Jews? The harrowing faces were there. The U.S. government sent them there and then didn't run the footage because they didn't want to antagonize Germany. They needed the country to help in the post-war reconstruction, and they were seen as a future ally in the Cold War against Russia, and so this amazing footage was put on the shelf. And then they sent in Billy Wilder, another great director at the end, and he made a little short film called Death Mills. Death Mills. And that's the only thing the American people saw, which was horrible enough. So I ask myself, as I watched Night Will Fall, the HBO documentary about the Holocaust last night, I ask myself, where are the righteous Jews? That's all. That's who I'm focusing on. That's who I'm focusing on, because we're hearing a lot about the Holocaust, and as we should, but where are the righteous Jews who are telling us about the Holocaust against the Jews, and by the way, against Christians who spoke out against Hitler? That you don't know. I've studied this my entire life, and 6 million Jews were killed, but about 9 million others were killed, also in concentration camps. You don't know priests were killed, nuns were killed, political opponents were killed. That you don't know, but you'll know it by the time I get through with you today. We know that there's anti-Semitism again. We know that. And we should pay attention to the Muslims in Europe. We should pay attention to ISIS destroying Christian churches across the Middle East, just like Hitler destroyed the Jews, they're destroying Christians. How many Christians, how many non-Muslims have been killed by the political act of jihad? We have the numbers right here. We have them right here. I have them all. You don't want to hear this. Counting the number of African Christians killed in the 20th century, we have 60 million Christians killed from the beginning of time. 80 million Hindus killed. 10 million Buddhists killed. Did you hear this? So there's been a Holocaust against these groups, and yet we hear nothing about it. So I figured, look, I have to talk out about it. You know why I have to talk out about it? Because I'm not going to waste your time on a radio show talking about nonsense. I'm just not going to sit here and talk about nonsense. So I ask myself, where are the righteous Jews? I don't know. I found one statement by Rabbi Rick Block, president, and Rabbi Steve Fox, chief executive of the Central Conference of American Rabbis, who said, the Torah forbids Jews to be silent. You shall not stand idle while your fellow bleeds. And they said they're horrified and revolted by the persecution of Christians, Yazidis, and other religious minorities in the Arab world, particularly in Iraq and Syria, by Islamist terrorist groups such as ISIS or ISIL, the so-called Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. And they condemn the acts. But I haven't heard any other professional Jewish groups say a word. They're guilds. They're little guilds of self-important little guilds. And they are the silent ones today. They're acting silent the way the world was silent while the Jews were being thrown in the ovens. You'd expect more from the Jews. That's my point. You'd expect more from the Jews, that's all. If they're the ones talking about the Holocaust day and night, as they feel they must, to prevent it from happening again, why are they silent while it's happening again to Christians and Yazidis, who are not only being killed, some are being enslaved, the women are being forcibly raped? You say, well, why are they not speaking out? I don't know. Answer the question for me. Why are they not speaking out? Answer the question, why are they not speaking out? So let me go back to the beginning. The blizzard that wasn't, they got it wrong. So people say, well, what else did they get wrong? I don't know what to believe in anymore. If that moron, Shepard Smith, can still stand up there and not go to a mental hospital after his hysteria of yesterday about a blizzard, you say to yourself, then they're lying every day about something. You don't know what the hell they're talking about. They get up and read a teleprompter, and they read it with a suit on, and you're supposed to believe Shepard Smith and Al Blarney, there, all of them, they're liars and idiots and morons. Uneducated, stupid idiots is what you say to yourself. So who do you believe? Well, that's why I direct you to this HBO documentary. Why don't you believe some documentary footage of human bodies that look you can't believe what you're going to see if you have HBO. Force yourself to watch it. Force yourself to see what happened to the Jews in the 1940s, and then ask yourself, if a Holocaust is occurring now, which it is, why is the world silent? And that's what I want to talk about for a while. And I thank you for listening, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. There are things that happen on the planet that transcend our reasonable ability to even absorb them. There are things that we shouldn't watch, and yet we watch them in fiction. And we all go to Harvey Weinstein's movies where they're filled with such horrors you can't imagine, but they're nothing compared to the reality of what the German Nazis did in World War II to the Jews and those who opposed the Nazi regime, including many Christians. But we're focused now on this HBO documentary, Night Will Fall, which I watched last night in a dark room, as I said. And I have taught myself many years ago to take all of my rage, all of my sadness, and turn it into anger. I didn't sit there crying for the Jews, solely crying for the Jews. I sat there wanted them to murder. It made me want to kill the enemy who's doing it right now, albeit in a less organized form in the Middle East. They're burying Christians alive, they're raping Yazidi women, forcibly converting them, and they're Islamic murderers. They're Hitler. Do you get it? Where are the righteous Jews? That's what I want to know. Where are the righteous Gentiles? I want to know.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
Can you imagine being a parent, leading a middle-class life, food, whatever, regular life, kids playing in the lawn, eating, drinking, fun, and slowly your society starts to change and there's hatred against you and your race, and you pay little attention to it because you figure it's a bunch of lunatics and nothing will come of it. And slowly but surely things change in your country. You can't go to certain places. You figure, screw them, I don't want to go anyway. But you're in denial. And eventually you wind up on a boxcar without any heat, with your children, separated from your parents, perhaps, or all in one little boxcar, being sent to someplace you never even heard of. And the train stops, and you get out like cattle, and big women, big, big women with whips, and men with whips. And the women, by the way, were worse than the men. Did you know that? They were called Amazons then. We have another word for them in America today, but I'm not allowed to use it. But that type of woman, who is now running a large part of the American government, ran the concentration camps. That's something else you should know about history. But let's leave that aside. That's a nightmarish vision that happens to be true. And then the guards say to you, twins, any twins, any twins? And they don't tell you why. And the mother doesn't know what to do. That their kids, they're hiding them. They figure they're going to do something horrible to their twins. And then they whisper to them, the Germans, oh, no, it's a good place to have twins here. And so the mothers shyly bring their children out from the crowd, and they show them, and the twins are taken away and put before Dr. Mengele, who performs the most horrendous experiments you could ever imagine on Jewish twins, some of whom survived, by the way. I don't know how you could mentally survive it, but some did. Many of them didn't survive it. Now let me jump cut this little narrative I'm giving you today to an American story. Transgender woman to be Pennsylvania's physician general. A transgender physician will soon become Pennsylvania's new physician general, the Washington Blade reported. Dr. Rachel Levine, an expert in adolescent eating disorders and behavior health, was nominated for the Commonwealth's highest medical post by progressive Governor Tom Wolf. She made the transition from man to woman 5 years ago, and with her appointment will become the highest-ranking transgender person to ever hold a position within state government. Now, I ask you a question. I don't think that even Dr. Mengele would have done to twins what these people are doing to themselves. Now, maybe I come from another time, another place. Maybe I'm not, you know, with the times. But to me, any man who psychologically is so disordered to think that he's a woman inside, and instead of just being gay, goes to a crazy doctor who cuts his genitals off, and then thinks he's a woman, is a psychopath. To me, genital mutilation, whether it's done by Muslims to young girls, which has been banned by most civilized countries, or genital mutilation of this kind, is insanity. This is all I can say to you. Now, to put this person, Rachel Levine, as the new physician general is incomprehensible. So why am I talking about this transgendered individual, along with what was done to twins and others in the Nazi concentration camps? Because I'm trying to tell you that Western civilization is destroyed. It's insane. The progressives are insane. Do you understand that? The same progressives who told you global warming caused a blizzard that never was are insane about every other thing that they touch. Don't drink big sodas. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't drive too fast. Don't talk too fast. Don't walk too fast. So I don't have to spell out the litany. But Western civilization has been psychologically gutted by progressives. Does that explain why progressive Jews don't talk about the Holocaust going on against Christians? Does this explain why the progressive Christian church is silent as Christians and other religious minorities are being decimated in the Middle East, enslaved, raped? Why? Why are they silent? That's why I'm talking about this. That's why I intend to talk about it. So that, it's all because I watched the show last night, the movie, the documentary Night Will Fall, done by others, but Alfred Hitchcock came in as a managing editor or director later on in the production. Listen to what Alfred Hitchcock, one of the great film directors of all time, you all know who he is, I would think, had to say about why he gave up his lucrative career in America and went to Europe to work on this in 1945. Listen.
I left America to go to England to do some war work. I had felt that I needed at least to make some contribution. There wasn't any question of military service. I was over age and overweight at that time. But nevertheless, I felt the urge. And my friend Bernstein, who was the head of the film section of the British Ministry of Information, and he arranged for me to go over.
So there was Alfred Hitchcock saying he felt he had to make a contribution, and that's why I'm doing this show today. I feel I have to make a contribution about the Holocaust ongoing in Africa and the Middle East against non-Muslims. And by the way, against Muslims as well, who are not, let us say, 7th century enough for the Islamic maniacs. And I have to do this in my own way. I can't do it in a logical way, maybe in a sort of scatological No, I won't do it that way, in a jump cut way. I'll do it in a jump cut way, because we're hearing about the Holocaust Memorial, as we should. 70 years after the liberation of Auschwitz, Birkenau, we hear about it, and we should. And big warnings about it. France is now in the grips of an Islamic war against Jews. Jews are fleeing France again. And we're saying, well, wait a minute, what's going on? Boko Haram in Nigeria has killed over 30,000 Nigerians because they're not Muslim enough. Do you have any idea that there's a Holocaust going on right now around the world all over again? That's why we're talking about it. And the documentary is entitled Night Will Fall. Unless humanity learns the lessons of the Holocaust, night will fall. So what have we learned? What have we learned? A smaller Holocaust is occurring right now against Christians and Yazidis in Iraq and Syria. The Islamo-fascist ISIS is carrying on the work of Hitler, saying they wish to kill tens of millions to make sure the world all worships Allah. Yet Hollywood looks away. Yet Obama refuses to call them by their name. Yet John Kerry continues to call them anything but by their name. And yet we have the men in the military ready, willing, and able to go wipe them off the planet in less than a week. We're told that in World War II, one bomb to a railway line running into one of the concentration camps could have slowed the death camps down for a long time. Why are there no bombs being dropped on these death camps in the Middle East? Tell me why. Well, there are some airstrikes from coalition fighters, but it's sort of window dressing from Obama to make believe he's doing something, but he's really doing nothing. But the big issue today is, why is the world silent? That's what's bothering me. That's why I'm on the air today. Why is the world silent? The idiots on the media are so disgraceful, it's beyond comprehension. An ordinary snowstorm they've turned into a news event. Every one of these useless progressive morons is up there talking about an ordinary occurrence. Just look at your history of America. Courier and Ives, snow scenes in New England. Now you got the idiots with this signal, that signal, idiots standing there like they discovered a snowstorm. Wasting airtime over snow. I slayed as a kid. We used to ride sleds in the Bronx, downhills, run in the snow. Someday there was snow days. Big deal, so it snowed. But now because Al Gore's become the biggest criminal in the history of the world, he makes John Gotti look like a priest. What Al Gore has stolen, in my opinion, on the global warming lie. But he's not alone. No, he's not alone. Now, what does this global warming lie have to do with me talking about the Holocaust? Because if they can get away with lying to you about climate and climate change and this and that, every day, the propaganda. As Goebbels said, if you tell a big lie often enough, it becomes the truth. So Al Gore and the minions of liars in the government academic complex put out the big lie every day that man is destroying the planet and this and that, and you believe it. If I give you one piece of evidence, you can look it up on yourself, the Vostok ice core sample. It would require work on your part, but apparently most progressives are too lazy to even look up V-O-S-T-O-C-K, Vostok ice core sample. They won't even bother doing it. Their brains are washed. But these are the same progressives who are boycotting Israel, aren't they? These are the same Harvard progressives who are walking around with their heads up in the air saying they are boycotting Israel because of the Holocaust they're committing against the poor Palestinians. So another Holocaust is occurring in the universities being run by the progressives against the Jews this time all over again. And again, people have to be righteous and stand up to these liars and not be intimidated by them. They lie to you about the weather. They lie to you about what a true Holocaust is, what it was, what's happening. And so I have to stand up and ask you, where are the righteous Jews now that there is a Holocaust occurring again in the middle of our lifetimes? Where are they? Where are they? Where are the Christians, by the way? Why is every priest and preacher and reverend in America not doing this every Sunday? In every sermon, talking about the churches being burned, the Christians being killed, the Christians being driven out of their homelands, and show pictures of it because the pictures exist in the churches, instead of telling us about the poor Hondurans and Guatemalans that Obama's flooding America with. And speaking of that, why has La Raza not talked about the Holocaust against the Christians? Has the NAACP said anything about the Holocaust against the Christians? No, they're all separate guilds and separate pressure groups existing solely for their own advancement and the advancement of their constituents, their own race and their own people. So I am talking about something that's so massive it's beyond comprehension. It's so massive, the brainwashing that's gone on and the lack of leadership on this subject, that I feel God has given me the radio show for a number of reasons and kept me on the radio all these years and given me the health to do it. And the strength and the focus. So therefore, I have to make it worth something. Now, whether you're interested in it or not is another story. My suspicion is you're not. My guess is because of people like Howard Stern who have polluted the airwaves for so many years and degenerated the human mind to such an extent that the average listenership is at a level perhaps below that of a bug. So it's very hard to know what it is that you're going to be interested in. And that comes back to the primary rule of talk radio, which is that if you're interested in it, do it. And then others will join you Otherwise, you know, don't start thinking about what you should tell them. Just tell them what's really on your mind. So it comes back again to the horrific scenes of the Holocaust. You look at the bodies and you see their faces in death, and you see them emaciated beyond any imagination. You can't imagine people were starved like this. And you say to yourself, how could man's inhumanity to man be? How could a man do this to another man? How could they take little children away from their mother and torture them with experiments? How could the most advanced culture in Europe, which was Germany, have devolved to that point because of one psychotic madman, Hitler? How is it possible that one psychotic madman could take an entire nation and descend it into hell? How could it be possible? Well, now it comes to the question of how could America have been taken over by one madman called Barack Obama. Now, don't say I'm comparing him to Hitler because I'm not. But realize what I'm saying to you. We had checks and balances. But this man is so narcissistic and so insane with his desire for control and power that he is running America as though he alone runs America. Nullified the election the day after the election, basically said with a shrug, who cares? I'll do what I want anyway. This is a very dangerous time in America. When you have a man as crazy as Barack Obama in the White House, and crazy he is, in my estimation, he's a psychotic, a zealot and a psychotic. Certainly not a Hitler, don't get me wrong, but he's a psychotic, nevertheless, in his madness, in his quest for power. He goes on with the big lie about global warming, repeating over and over again the big lie that the science is established when we know it is not. One thing after another tells us we are in dangerous times. So as I sat in that dark room last night, watching the Holocaust footage that Alfred Hitchcock and others put together, I sat in the dark room. I made the room completely black. I didn't even have a lamp on. Picture me in an armchair alone in a room with a dog asleep. And I said to myself, why should I keep watching this? It's not good for my head. Not good for my soul. They're dead anyway. It's long over with. Forget about it. And then another thought was, no, you have to watch it because you have to talk about it. And you have to make it relevant to your audience on the Savage Nation, which is very large. And you have to tell them that there's a Holocaust happening again. And the whole object of the never again rhetoric is that it should never happen again, but it's happening again. So I ask myself, where are the Jewish voices speaking out against the Holocaust occurring right now against Christians? I don't know where they are. Where are all of the Jewish organizations now that a Holocaust is occurring against Christians? I don't know where they are. Where are the priests? Why is the world dead to this? Why? I'm asking these questions. So, again, before I take a quick break, and I know I have to, the red thing came up again. I haven't taken any calls. I will, I promise. We'll do this on other topics, all the breaking news and all of that. I have to tell you some personal experiences in order to show you why I'm agitated about this, and I'll do so the minute I get back here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. We're talking about Alfred Hitchcock's movie, documentary that was just aired on HBO, Night Will Fall, about the deaths, the destruction, the torture in the concentration camps, and its effects upon me. And, you know, I don't have the time to develop this right now. But I've asked, why are the Christians being abandoned today when a Holocaust is occurring in Nigeria and in the Middle East by Islamic fascists? Why? And I've asked, where are the righteous Jews? I don't know where they are. Where are the righteous Gentiles even? I don't know where they are. I don't understand this. I don't understand this. Every Christian radio station should be talking about this day and night. Every church should be talking about this day and night. Instead, we hear the progressive garbage, the progressive filth coming out of the mouths of the churchmen and the churchwomen. That's all we hear is about the garbage. The whole progressive agenda is being just spewed in the churches and the reform synagogues. Nonsense. Nonsense about the planet. And gay marriage, like that's the most important, those are the most important items on the planet. While the Holocaust is occurring right in front of our eyes, right now, and they should be the ones talking about it. That's my point.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, look, it's a somber topic, but we've already talked about the morons in the media and how the lies have become the truth to them. And they go on their merry way. They predicted a blizzard. There was no blizzard. No blizzard. And yet Shep Smith gets up the next day like he's as clean as the driven snow. Instead of checking himself into a madhouse saying, I'm wrong about everything. If I can't even get the blizzard right, how can I talk the next day in front of a camera? But he's not alone. The entire media is responsible. So people are rightly cynical about the media. They're rightly cynical about the government. They're cynical about all forms of communication. They don't know what to believe. So when you see that today is a 70th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. People say, who cares? The average person doesn't care. You know, who cares what happened then? It was terrible. I know what happened, but I don't care. So I try to make it relevant. We have Christians suffering a Holocaust right now in the Middle East by the Islamists, who Obama says are not practicing Islam. We have Christians being raped, murdered, killed, their churches burned to the ground in Nigeria. John Kerry says that it's not being done by Muslims, even though it's done in the name of Islam, not to John Kerry. So I ask myself, if we haven't learned from history, are we going to repeat it? Well, we are repeating it. Not are we. We are repeating it. So this time it's not the Jews, it's the Christians and the Yazidis. But what, they don't have a lobbying group in America? Christianity is the number one religion in America. Why is every pulpit in every church in this country not talking about the Holocaust that's ongoing right now? Tell me why. I'll give you the answer. Because progressives have captured the church. So-called progressives have destroyed the church. So-called progressives have perverted the church. So-called progressives have nullified the whole meaning of Christianity itself. And so we're watching a repeat of history in the form of a Holocaust against Christians by radical Muslims in Nigeria, in Iraq, and in Syria. So you look at the ceremony today in Poland, the last major anniversary of the death camp's liberation for many of the survivors, and it's very touching. The pictures from the Daily Mail, I put them up on michaelsavage.com, and you look at who attended the ceremony. You know, the young children, the survivors, grandchildren, or whatever they are, with some of the people who are still living. And yet you see which world leaders are there and which are not there. And you see the Netherlands King Wilhelm Alexander, Queen Maxima, and Prime Minister Mark Rutte. And you see they're touched by it from the Netherlands. And it's moving to see that they're there. And they're touched by this. They're there. And then you see Queen Maxima of the Netherlands and Crown Prince of Norway paying their respects to those murdered at the concentration camp. But you don't see Obama. Obama's in Saudi Arabia kissing the ring of the new Saudi king, a man who has funded and probably will continue to fund the Islamist, the Wahhabi sect of Islamism that's poisoning the whole world. And you ask yourself, what country am I living in? How could this man get away with it? But the bigger question is, where are the Jews speaking out? All the Jews, now 90% of Jews are Democrats. Why are they not outraged by this man's behavior? What will it take for them to wake up? They started by vilifying Israel. Then it became okay to vilify all Jews. But the Jews in America figured it's not going to happen here. It's not me. They're talking about the Israelis. And who cares about them anyway? That's all. It doesn't bother me. You know, so what? Harvard's boycotting Israel doesn't affect me. Well, you know, things have a way of spreading. And that's what we're talking about. Now, before I take your calls, many of you are anxious to call me and give me your opinion on this in some way or another. And I'm very interested to hear your opinions. I meant to finish up the story of watching the Alfred Hitchcock documentary last night of the lost Holocaust footage, sitting alone in a dark room for over an hour. It was an hour and a half long. I could only watch from 1 hour of it. I caught it at 9:30 till 10:30, whatever it was. I missed the first half hour. But I sat there watching in horror because I couldn't believe that I was watching it again. I thought I had seen all of this footage when I was a kid, and I didn't want to see it again. In fact, when I was a teenager, I went into therapy, and one of the things that came up with was the Holocaust. And the therapist warned me never to watch Holocaust footage again. He said it'll make you crazy altogether. So, all right, so I tend to avoid it because certain horrors are so great that the human mind can't fathom them. Do you understand that? Do you know that many people are in denial even though they know what happened? Because if they let it sink in, what human beings are capable of, they would go stark raving mad. Do you understand that? So there's a desire to turn away from such a horror. But I chose to watch it. So I go back to when I was a child. I myself was born in America, so I wasn't touched directly by the Nazi death camps. But here's the funny part. I'm a little older than most of the people in talk radio. What it is, just chronologically older. I'm probably younger than them in terms of energy and abilities. But I'm a little older chronologically than them. But I remember in the early 1950s, I was a young kid in then Queens, New York. And one of my friend's fathers had been a cameraman in World War II, who in fact was one of those who took the movies and stills of one of the concentration camps. And he had boxes and trunks filled with pictures of the atrocities. And we used to go into Howie's basement. I don't remember where in Queens. We'd go in Howie's basement sometimes for hours and go through these pictures. And his parents didn't know we were going through these pictures. Children are fascinated by gore, and they're fascinated by horror, and they don't quite understand it's real. And we looked at these pictures over and over again of the death camp pictures. And I guess we also heard stories that were being whispered in the community of those who had come back with the numbers on their arms. And we heard stories that weren't real to me. I heard the men whispering about what had been done to them over there when they would talk about the guy who came back, you know. And I didn't believe it was true, but I heard the whisperings of what was done that the survivors were talking about. Things I won't even repeat on the radio. Not imaginable of what human beings are capable of. We know that they're capable of it on an individual level. That we know from the horror shows we see on the documentaries or the crime shows. But when an entire nation becomes a maniac and conducts this on an organized scale like in a factory, that's quite another story. So now we have the nation, the Islamic State, which is a nation, they say they are, conducting a Holocaust, burning churches to the ground, killing Christians, imprisoning Yazidis, forcibly raping the women, converting them, and we do nothing. The churches are silent. The synagogues say nothing whatsoever. All you hear about is global warming and gay marriage, day and night, around the clock. So I ask you, how the hell can we survive as a civilization if there is no civilization? If there is no civilization left, if the churches are dead and the liberal synagogues are dead, where is the life supposed to come from when you have a new form of Hitlerism raging throughout the world? But worse than ISIS, much worse, are the American progressives who have vilified Israel and unleashed this hatred against Jews around the world. The good liberal progressives who are boycotting Israel on the big lie that they're treating the Palestinians worse than the Nazis treated the Jews are now opening up the doors to a new Holocaust against the Jews as well, which is why the Jews are now fleeing France. Do you understand that? Your progressive daughter is probably one of them if she's at one of the cesspools called like Harvard, for example. So I ask you, where do we go from here? So let me see what I should say. I don't even know what caller to take, honest to God. Let's go to George on WBOB. He's in Jacksonville, Florida. George, what's your comment, please?
Yes, my comment is that 5 months ago, Michael, you did a wonderful program on the value of going to college. And I will say to you right now, had I not gone to college, I would not have made the immediate association of your show, which I started listening to 9 years ago, and W.H. Auden's wonderful poem, September 1, 1939, I sit in one of the dives on 52nd Street, uncertain and afraid, etc. Michael, we, your audience, are sitting with you in one of the dives on 52nd Street. You are perfectly displaying the angst that we all have. But we love you because you have a soul. That's what I want to say.
Well, for one of the first times in my radio life, I'm speechless because I was there with you in that dark bar just now. But what do you mean by the angst that we're all feeling, George? Could you describe it in a more complete manner, would you please?
Say again.
What is angst? Explain it to the average guy out there.
Okay. The, Well, the angst is that it's the anger that you have, the absolute disillusionment with our culture and society, and the ability to even think about the horrors that you so wonderfully displayed on the 70th anniversary of Auschwitz. The angst is just we need somebody like you to tell us, you know, exactly what's going on and to.
But it's not just the media that's silent. How could there be a commemoration like this and Obama's in Saudi Arabia bowing down to a man who was funding some of the worst Islamic terrorists around the world? How is this even possible that the media is blind to this?
It's possible because they've been doing this for 50 years, Michael.
All right, I have my own answer. If Shepard Smith can still talk about the news after he was so wrong about the blizzard, what else can he get wrong? Like, how about everything?
Terrific.
If Rupert Murdoch could be seen sitting down with Obama's chief ally in his war against America, I forget her name, that Iranian woman. I don't remember her name. I blanked it out. And they both are against immigration reform. They're both in favor of flooding America with illegal aliens. Tell me what hope there is for this country. So give me the W.H. Auden poem. What was the name of it?
W.H. Auden, A-U-D-E-N, September 1st, 1939. And it starts off with, I sit in one of the dives on 52nd Street, uncertain and afraid as the clever hopes expire of a low, dishonest decade. Waves of anger and fear circulate over the bright and darkened lands of the earth, obsessing our private lives. The unmentionable odor of death offends the September night. That's the first paragraph. Michael,
I've got to read this. No, but this is exactly how I feel. I mean, I feel like this all the time. I see it. I smell it. It's palpable. The Holocaust is happening again, and the silence is driving me insane. And I focus specifically on where are the righteous Jews, because of all the people on the earth, shouldn't it be the Jews who should be speaking out most about the Holocaust against the Christians? Shouldn't they be the ones ringing the alarm bell?
Absolutely, except American Jews are different than Israeli Jews, and you know that. You know that. They're different. This is a different culture of Jews in America versus the people overseas. They just... It's astonishing that they vote liberal, but you've already said that, so I don't want to take anything away from it.
No, there's no point in repeating what we already know to be the truth. But I want to thank you, George, for all of your comments today. And again, you rendered me silent for a few moments. I was almost unable to come back to that, for giving me such a high compliment, saying basically that my angst is your angst. And where do we go from there, though? Who is going to speak for us? Where do we turn? We have no media. We have no religious leaders to speak of, although I must say I was quite impressed with the younger Reverend Graham a few weeks ago when he spoke out against Muslim terrorism. I was very surprised and gratified that one Christian leader had the guts to speak out. We have virtually no political leadership. We have no media to speak of. We don't know where to turn, George. That's the problem.
Yeah, but you're on my hero list, Michael, and it's a very tiny list. God bless you for what you do.
All right, well, I'm nobody's hero. I'm just another man alone in that bar, that dark bar on 52nd Street. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. And in the words, I don't think Auden is taught in the universities today. I think that he was too real and not progressive enough. It wasn't about gay marriage. It wasn't about illegal aliens needing a handout. So I don't think W.H. Auden, the dead white male, is taught at Harvard anymore. I believe that instead they're focused on vilifying Israel and the Jews. But this was on the breakout of World War II, when Hitler had invaded Poland, and he sat alone in that bar. On that day, Hitler invaded Poland and World War II broke out. And he was thinking about what it meant to him as a person all alone. And you look at some of the words, they're pretty amazing. You know, I don't have to repeat them for you because we're not a poetry class here. It's just a national talk show, and we're talking about the Holocaust that occurred and the HBO documentary I watched on it last night and the fact that there's a Holocaust against Christians right now and no one seems to be talking about it. And I sit here like him alone asking myself why the silence is what it comes down to. Faces along the bar cling to their average day.
right? The lights must never go out, blah, blah, blah. And he's asking, why are people so indifferent? How many of us have felt the same thing all of our lives when horrors occur? Now, maybe after 9/11, we all felt we were all united. But we've all forgotten who the Islamo-fascists are and what they intend to do to all of us. And we all assume that those who have the guts to get up and stand up for America and go fight for us, we know who they are. They're our heroes. That's why the movie, the sniper movie, is so big. And that's why the vermin on the left, like Michael Moore and Seth Rogen, that fat, talentless slob, have attacked American Sniper. Not only because they're jealous of the success of the movie, but because they themselves are the opposing forces of liberation in this nation. Liberation from liberal insanity. They are the antithesis of everything good about America, as is Hollywood itself. But not entirely all of Hollywood. Hollywood made the movie. Clint Eastwood made the movie. Let's not forget that. And it was HBO that made the documentary I'm talking about. So it's not all hopeless, and nor is it all lost. There are glimmers of hope here and there. But we also know who the enemies of civilization are and who the collaborators with Islamofascism are. In my mind, they would be the Michael Moores. They would be the Seth Rogans, who consider themselves to be liberals and consider them progressives. Why, they're against war. They would never back the Islamofascists, because this, to them, in my estimation, the Islamofascists don't exist except in the minds of the Tea Party and other mad right-wingers. This is to show you how insane the progressive left is and how lost they are forever. And anyway, I want to go back to this topic and not get lost in the minds of actors and entertainers. And I will do so the minute I return right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Look, this is a very heavy topic. I get it. And it's not a ha-ha job, you know, standing in the urinal at the Cow Palace dog show, which was funny yesterday when I think back. Many of you missed the show because it was blacked out in New York for the fake blizzard, but that happens. And I told stories about going to a dog show over the weekend. Some of it was funny, but it was not really me. I don't mind using my humor when it, you know, when it's appropriate. But I have to tell you, I'm moved a little bit in another direction because how can you sit here with the memorial of the Holocaust 70 years later going on at Auschwitz today, and a president is not there, he's in Saudi Arabia, and we learn never again, never again, never again, never again, and it's happening again, it's happening again, it's happening again, albeit not to the Jews. Yes, they're being picked on by Muslims in France and in other countries in Europe, yes. But there's no death camps, comma, yet, period. But there are murders and deaths and destruction and rapes and burying alive going on against Christians right now, a true Holocaust. The synagogues are silent. The churches are largely silent. So I ask myself, how can I remain silent? What do you think I'm doing on the radio? Do you think it's all a joke to me? I mean, think about this for a minute. Do you think I'm motivated to get up every day and you know, they say that image of the man carrying the world on his shoulders? Any one of us in this business, whether it's in the written word or the spoken word, do you think we really want to get up every day and carry the world on our shoulders because that's what we are doing? Now, I'm not looking for a halo or a prize. I'm just telling you it's getting increasingly difficult in a world of lies and silence and denial. And in a world increasingly taken over by the psychotic progressives, it becomes an even more more difficult task yet. And yet we do it. We do it because we don't want to see another Holocaust occur in this country, do we? You don't want to see that, do you? Of course not. You'd say, no, I don't want it. It'll never happen here. You'd say, it can't happen here. Why it can't happen here? All right, I hope you're right. But maybe it can happen somewhere else because it is happening somewhere else. So when I read that Yazidi women are forcibly taken out of their village and their men killed in front of their eyes, the women are raped in order to make them into Muslims and create Muslim babies for the ISIS psychotics, I then am a Yazidi. I become a Yazidi. Do you understand that? When I read of a Nigerian who was beheaded in front of his wife and his church burned as the whole village of Christians runs out, then I am a black Christian. I become a black Nigerian. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Unless there's some sympathy between all people, we're all gonna fall to this horde of barbarians. Do you get that? Unless the entire world awakens to this horde of barbarians,
they will take over the entire world as sure as I'm sitting here. That's my opinion. And now we go to our government. Not Muslims, Kerry. Not Islam, Obama. Everywhere you turn, they're in denial. Now, it is true. It is true that more Muslims have died at the hands of the fanatic Islamists than have Christians or Jews or Yazidis. That's a truth. So that's all the more reason to stand up to the Islamo-fascist, let us say, wing within Islam. Let's call it the wing within. Because they are Islamic. They call themselves the Islamic State. How could you say they're not Islamic? It's a mad, crazed wing within the Islamic religion. And the Reformation has to come from within Islam. And it is slowly occurring, by the way. Muslim intellectuals are saying it, and they are speaking out, I mean, but not on a regular basis. So again, going back to this HBO movie, I couldn't stop watching it. I sat there in that dark room and watching the mounds of dead bodies and the faces. And I kept saying, looking at the hollowed out eyes and the grimaces and the faces. And I saw myself in that pile. If you look at it, you could say that could be you. That could be your wife. That could be your child, God forbid. But they were somebody's wife or somebody's husband or somebody's child. The Jewish twins selected for experiments by Mengele was somebody's children, for God's sakes. And then I say, how could this be going on with no comment here in America? Virtually zero comment. No outrage, nothing. On and on about the Hollywood morons, the psychosis coming out of Hollywood, the insanity of the Blizzard story, on and on and on. I don't understand how people can survive this. The nanny state marches on. The progressives march on with the big lies. And then I read a story, transgender woman to become Pennsylvania's physician general. Appointed by progressive Governor Tom Wolf, Dr. Rachel Levine is the new physician general, and she's a transgender physician. Now, she's an expert in adolescent eating disorders and behavior. Do you hear this? I look at this, and I say to myself, what these people are doing to themselves, in my mind, in my opinion, this kind of surgery is something that I don't even think Mengele involved himself in. What Mengele did to the Jews in his mad, insane experiments, I can't understand how doctors are permitted to do genital mutilation like this. After all, most sane nations have banned genital mutilation, have they not? We've all said, no, you can't do that to your daughter. You can't perform a clitorectomy. Even though it's practiced in Africa, let's say, you can't bring it here. You'll go to jail if you do it to your little kid. Rightly so, right? They ban genital mutilation. This, to me, is genital mutilation. If a man is gay, he's gay. That's all. Live it. But what's with the cutting off your mutilating your body in order to make your proclivity become a reality in your body? How can you do that to yourself without seeing the damage that you're doing to yourself? I don't quite get it. I don't understand it. To me, it's insanity. It's as simple as that. To me, it's insanity. So what can I say? The West is dead. It's spiritually dead. It's psychologically dead. It's morally bankrupt. Last week I did a show, where are there any Western values left? Are there? I don't know what they are. What are our Western values? I don't know what they are. Do we have any values? Do we stand for anything? I don't know. We'll soon have to find out when we all are forced to find out what we stand for, and we will. Let's go to some callers. I've talked for a long time. We had one or two good callers. I received an email from a friend. This is very interesting, he said, today and needed. He said the Confessing Church and Reichskirche in Germany were silent. Even Bonhoeffer remained silent in hopes he could get his world ecumenical contacts to convince Churchill to support the resistance to topple Hitler. And yet all of them sat by and watched. Hitler killed dozens of Confessing Church pastors to keep them silent about what was really happening. The same today. As you know, Bonhoeffer was leading a group to assassinate Hitler. He, being a Christian, took a lot of heat for it, but he did it and ended up executed in a Gestapo prison. But he did something. Michael Savage, this program is very important. Germans were so excited about Hitler's victories after what they thought was the humiliation of the Versailles Treaty, so they became blinded to the sadistic horrors happening all around them. It's the same in the world today. Just as long as the average person's big screen and Netflix is working, they think the Obamas and leaders are taking care of all things, just like the average German thought Hitler was taking care of Germany. That came to me from a friend. So, you know, it's touching people here and there. But again, I raise the question. I have to raise the question over and over again. Where are the righteous Jews? That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know. When have you last heard of a righteous Jewish leader standing up for the Christians? I want to know when. I want one Jew calling to call the show and tell me which so-called Jewish leader has spoken out against the Holocaust, against the Christians and Yazidis that is ongoing. I don't know of one. I don't know. I searched for it. I couldn't find it. Not Marvin Haya, not the ADL, not one word from any of these groups. The same groups that stood by silently after I appealed to them to intervene on my behalf when I was banned from entering Britain. Did you hear what I said? By the anti-Semitic labor socialist government of Gordon Brown. I asked these organizations to intervene on my behalf. I got zero from Marvin Heyer. I got zero from the ADL. I got zero from every Jewish organization in America. So don't tell me I don't know what's going on. I know very well what's going on. And I will tell you that it is happening again. And it's happening because these very people are very much like that guy Silver in New York, who made believe he was for the people, but he was really only for himself. That's my opinion. That's all. Harold on WABC, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation. What's your comment today?
You know, Dr. Savage, very interesting that you make this point. It actually points out a very, very crucial issue that you don't see parts of the Jewish community, especially what happened during the Holocaust, really, really making a big deal about the idea that it's the 70th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. However, you really have to make a major distinction, and you do, between the religious Jewish community, the Orthodox and the ones that are more on the right wing, and the liberal Jewish community. Among the liberal Jews, you're going to find very little sympathy to your position. They're really, really locked up in gay rights and abortions and
yes, they're brainwashed progressives. They're brainwashed progressives, largely drug addicts. They are mainly on prescription drugs or illicit drugs. They are brainwashed, and they have no idea of the Holocaust ongoing on the planet today, nor do they give a damn.
Well, I agree.
Thank you for the call. So then why don't the Orthodox Jews get up and hold a memorial for the Christians being killed? Why doesn't the Orthodox community in Brooklyn, for example, hold a night of memorial for the Christians? Would that be such a bad thing for them to do? I mean, why don't they hold something at 777 Eastern Parkway? They're good people. Why don't they hold something in solidarity with the Christians? Why? Would that hurt them so much to do it? They might attract an awful lot of love for it. All right, KBOI Radio, Catherine, you're next up. Comment, please.
Mike, I saw that documentary last night from the beginning. I heard you say you missed the first half hour. Unbelievable how stunning that was. And I've seen so much of these films before. But that documentary last night was gripping. Like you, I almost had to turn it off, you know, because it was so intense. Because you know,
wasn't it amazing that Alfred Hitchcock came in as a supervising producer on it or a director? Because he said he had to do something. Remember, he felt he had to do something, and he left an extremely lucrative, successful period of his life in Hollywood, and he went over to England on the Queen Mary to help on the editing of that film after the war. In other words, he gave up his career to do that. I thought that was very telling.
Very telling. And it shows, because there was so much footage. You know, you remember, reels and reels and reels.
Well, watching all of that footage, tell me what image, give me one image that comes out from all of it in your head. To me, it was the twins. To me, it was the Jewish twins being separated out by the Nazis and being taken for these experiments by Dr. Mengele. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
For me, all the making the German soldiers, the Nazis, drag those dead corpses, carry them to put them into the pits for burial, and just kind of the guys doing it, throw them over their shoulders, and also the townspeople who they made walk through those concentration camps. The Allies could smell that putrid smell in the air, like what is going on in such a picture-perfect German, you know, town, lake, mountains, and just beyond the hill is the crematoriums going on, everything that's going on, and the people walking through, kind of glancing over, just very few people you saw upset. Very few. Most of them.
And I remember the pictures of the American troops in the camps, and I remember seeing General Eisenhower and General Bradley walking through the camps, and I remember the feeling of pride I had last night when I remembered what it was like to be a young boy in America who had faith in his military, who knew that they were there to protect us and fight for us. And I don't feel the same about these ushers that Obama has put around them. They look like ushers in a theater. When I see this Rear Admiral Schmendrick that he puts out there to talk about this or talk about that, I really get sick. I ask myself, where are the General Eisenhowers, the General Bradleys, the General, the Pattons? Where are they today? What has Obama done? He put women in these positions, many of whom can't even fly an airplane. He puts them in charge of the Air Force. What kind of world am I living in?
Disgrace. It's a disgrace. And I'll tell you, my lasting image was, even so many years later, these Allied men who went in there would break up in tears or just have to be stunned silent, you know, just choked up, so overwhelmed. And we're seeing this stuff taped live.
Yeah, that's very interesting what you just said. These were men who had fought their way across Europe. God knows what horrors they had been through. And yet they broke down at the camps because it was beyond anything they could ever imagine. Yes, I remember that. Those scenes were also very moving. I agree.
They fall apart.
Well, how come no one's falling apart as the Muslims, radical Muslims, are burying people alive, burning churches, killing people, raping young girls? How come they don't fall apart now? What's going on? What happened? Because it wasn't produced by Harvey Weinstein as a fiction? Because Quentin Tarantino didn't produce it? It's not real? Is that the problem?
It's been a sea change that I don't know if we can ever correct it. I don't know. In my lifetime, I'm 55. I don't know if we're...
I'm an eternal optimist, and here's my answer to that. It's like General Patton when he said to the boys as they were about to go into battle, he said, "Boys, many of you are afraid, you don't know what to do." He said, "Well, let me tell you something. When you see your friend's guts hanging out, you'll know what to do." I'll be back in a moment to take your calls on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN.
Some of you boys, I know, are wondering whether or not you'll chicken out under fire. Don't worry about it. I can assure you that you will all do your duty. The Nazis are the enemy. Wade into them. Spill their blood. Shoot them in the belly. When you put your hand into a bunch of goo that a moment before was your best friend's face, you know what to do.
How could we don't have any generals like that today? Answer, they've been purged from the military by Barack Obama, who has feminized the military to the point of no return in some cases, at least at the leadership level. Sure, we have fighting men at the lower levels, but take a look at what he has done to the upper ranks of the military. This is a national tragedy and a national disgrace that needs to be corrected and rectified immediately by the so-called Republican majority. They need to go back into the military and put real fighting men back where they belong. Not sideline them because they had a drink at a bar or they yelled at somebody on a ship. How the hell can we ever win a war against these barbarians with a feminized military? Can anyone answer that question? Because I don't have an answer for that question. The bigger question is, why is Obama gutting the military? That's an easy answer. It's so easy. The logic is there for anyone to have. But you don't want to come to the right conclusion, do you? Why is he in Saudi Arabia on the night of the memorial for the 70th anniversary of the Holocaust while other world leaders are in Poland? I'll let you figure that one out as well.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought.
borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is hour number three of the Savage Nation. We've been talking about the HBO documentary done in part by Alfred Hitchcock way back when, about the death camps. The death camps. You say, well, what does it have to do with today? And I've been asking, where are the righteous Jews today talking about the Holocaust occurring in Africa against Christians and in the Middle East against Christians by radical Islamists? And I don't have an answer. I wish I had an answer. I wish I didn't have to ask the question. But I could also ask, where are the Christian groups? Where are the churches speaking out against the Holocaust against their brethren in the Middle East? I don't know where they are. And so we're talking about that. I mean, there's a lot of other news, and I guess I could talk about the weather, but I'd rather not talk about the weather. I'll leave that to Wolf Blitzer and the geniuses at Fox News, the blizzard that wasn't, and how they snow-jobbed you again with panic, and such. Meanwhile, ISIS is threatening Obama, threatening to cut the heads off hostages, and on they march, saying they'll soon convert the United States to Islam. Of course, they're just saying it. ISIS threatens Obama, Japanese and Jordanian hostages, new online messages. And have a poor Jordanian pilot on the ground and these psychotic barbarian throwbacks with masks on, who are the Hitlers of our time, are doing it all over again. And nothing's happening to them. Now, you know and I know that it could be stopped in a few weeks. You know and I know that there has to be collateral damage to stop them. You and I both know that they could be stopped with a massive bombing campaign that could annihilate them, their wives, and their children for all time. Just wipe them out and everyone around them. And that would be the end of it. You say, well, then you'd be just like them. Well, if that's what it takes, better them than you. That's all. It's that simple. Do you think that the Supreme Allied Commander in World War II wanted to see innocent German men, women, and children burned when they firebombed Dresden? Do you think that Harry Truman was not conflicted about dropping nuclear weapons on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, knowing that innocent Japanese would be burnt to death and suffer the most horrible radiation for years to come? But he decided that better them than another million American men. That's what he decided. That's when we had a leader who thought about his own country rather than something else. And that's why we are in danger. Because these Islamist barbarians have a very keen vision about what they want to do. And nobody is really stopping them. Nobody's really stopping them. There's a little show bombing here and there, and that's about it. Instead, we have weak leadership and a vacuum of spiritual integrity here in the United States. And that's what we're talking about, frankly. If you want to continue to talk about it, I can do that. The news headlines. There was another story that caught my eye that is not related to this at all. It's a health topic, and you know, I like these health topics. And I saw it this morning on, here it is. Hay fever and sleeping tablets can increase risk of Alzheimer's and dementia. Over-the-counter hay fever pills and sleeping tablets can increase the risk of Alzheimer's, a study warned today. Safety risks, blah, blah, blah. Other drugs for depression and bladder control are also linked to dementia. And the reason is that the drugs have an anticholinergic effect, which blocks a chemical transmitter that people with Alzheimer's lack. You see, experts track the health of 3,434 over 65 in the use of anticholinergic drugs like antihistamine diphenhydramine for 7 years. And during the study, 637 of them developed Alzheimer's and 160 got other forms of dementia. For people on high doses, the risk of dementia was 54% higher compared to no use. Now, the findings were published in JAMA, the Journal of Internal Medicine, and showed that people were at higher risk if they took at least 10 milligrams a day of antidepressant doxepin, 4 mg a day of antihistamine diphenhydramine, or 5 mg a day of oxybutynin for more than 3 years. Dr. Simon Ridley of Alzheimer's Research UK said this large study adds to some existing evidence linking anticholinergic drugs to a small increased risk of dementia, but the results don't tell us that these drugs cause the condition. In other words, more research is needed. Please pass the contract and grant. But it's something to think about. And it led me to think about what is the evolutionary advantage of an allergy. See, anything that occurs in the human body to me might have an evolutionary advantage that we don't even know about. So I'm an allergy sufferer. So for many years, I've asked myself, why is my body reacting the way I do to various pollens? Why? What's wrong with my body? Well, there's nothing wrong with my body. An allergic reaction is actually a healthy body rejecting toxins that are assaulting the body. For example, tree pollens, whatever it may be. The reason that your body is tearing, the reason your body, you're sneezing, coughing, this and that, is because your body's rejecting them. Because your body doesn't want to absorb them because they're toxic for you. So the allergic reaction is actually a healthy reaction. In that sense, I'm more of a naturopathic healer than anything else. It doesn't mean that I enjoy it. I hate it. I hate my allergic reactions, but I don't block them. It's the same with a cold. How many times have you been told that a cold is the symptoms of a cold are actually a healthy sign? Your nose is running, you're this and that, you're sneezing, you're getting rid of the mucus that contains the toxins that your body's trying to spit out. It's the same with many other things that our Western medicine suppresses the symptoms of, which actually drives the illness deeper into the body. This is according to naturopathic physical science. People who are in the naturopathic fields, and they know an awful lot about healing. So I guess what I'm saying is if you have hay fever, enjoy it. Don't suppress it with these over-the-counter drugs as completely as you have been doing. I mean, it sounds nuts. I understand that. Because from the Western point of view, we don't want to be inconvenienced with so much as a moment of discomfort. But in fact, it's the discomfort that's actually the healing. And so that's the rest of the story from my point of view. And allergy season is starting. And I'm not looking forward to it. And I really should be in Florida for the next 6 months, but I won't be. Because I'd rather have tearing eyes and sneezing and put up with all the symptoms of itching and uncomfort than stare at the ocean for 6 more months. So here I am. Those are some of the topics we're talking about. And if you want to join the conversation, the phone number is 855-400-7282. The real question is, why is the West so pacifist and asleep while a new Holocaust is occurring right in front of our eyes, this time against Christians and Yazidis and other religious minorities? Why is America asleep? How did it become asleep? And the real question is, how do you wake the country up? Don't know. I don't have an answer for you. I really don't have an answer for you, truthfully. So let's take some calls on the Savage Nation. Let's go to WJR. Andy, you're first up in the third hour. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael. You know what? I understand your frustration. For a year and a half, I read articles out of Der Spiegel in Germany and The Guardian out of the UK about how ISIS was being developed at a CIA facility outside of a Turkish base. And one of the things that caught my attention was a Turkey commander saying, why are you training these people? Why are you training them to use American equipment? And the blood that is going to be spilled is on your hands.
Hold on. You're alleging the U.S. created ISIS and is actually secretly keeping them going. Now, why would the U.S. do that?
You know, the great question is why hasn't the Congress looked into it? Because, you know, I watched the videos, I watched the news reports, and I read the articles out of the U.K. and out of Germany.
No, but this is the same kind of conspiracy theory that said that we caused 9/11. You know, I can't go into that. I don't believe that's true at all. There's no evidence to that effect. There's a lot of people who want to believe that, but I don't believe it for a second. I mean, you know, it's like saying at war we caused it all. I mean, again, it's blame America.
Yeah, why don't we ask people to read the news from the UK and read the news from The Guardian and read the news from Der Spiegel and watch the video reports.
But I read the news in England every day, but why should I believe the news in England any more than I believe the news on CNN?
Okay, then maybe the interview from the Turkey commander, the military base where it was right next to where the CIA was training these guys.
I should believe a word coming out of Turkey?
Well, you know, there was no benefit for this guy to be there, you know, to talk about this base.
Well, let me say, you're an expert on this subject and you're alleging we created ISIS. So let me ask you a simple basic question. You know what ISIS is, right? Or ISIL, correct?
ISIL, yes. It was not ISIS before that, correct?
Okay, so what religion do they practice?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
How can you be an expert on the creation of ISIS if you don't even know the most fundamental question of whether they are Sunni or Shia? How would you know anything more about them if you don't know that?
Michael, I never claimed to be an expert on...
Well, thanks for the call. Go to step one before you get to step 10. So who is ISIS and who is ISIL? And are they Shia? Are they Sunni? Who are they fighting? Who's behind them? Well, they're Sunnis, aren't they? That's who they are. And who are they fighting? I think unless you understand who they are, you can't understand who they're fighting and what side we're on or what side they're on. Nor should we even care, but we do care. Because the caliphate that is growing quite rapidly. And it's growing because some major powers want it to grow. And we all suspect it's Iran. And the reason Iran wants ISIS to grow is because Iran are their fellow, their co-religionists, because I believe they're all, it doesn't make sense to me. If they're Sunnis and Iran is Shia, how does it make sense that Iran wants ISIS to grow? Can anyone explain that to me? Something doesn't make sense to me. As far as I know, ISIS is a Sunni Muslim, group. And yet, the extremist Islamism or the Wahhabi sect is the same as that practiced in Saudi Arabia. How is that possible? Since Saudi Arabia allegedly opposes the emergence of ISIS, or do they? Will we ever really know? And why is Obama right now in Saudi Arabia genuflecting to the new ascendant to the throne when it's this ascendant to the throne who is far more radical than the king who just died? Why? Well, okay, these are questions I don't think we can answer very easily. WMAL in Washington. Payne, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Dr. Savage. A little bit of history that I think will kind of go to your broader topic here. When we liberated Buchenwald, one of the concentration camps, we turned it over to the Soviets eventually, and then they immediately, or within a few months, turned it into a new concentration camp that they kept active for 50 years. And my point is that...
Well, slow down, but who did they put in the camp?
They put in German POWs, but also undesirables, as they claimed. So...
So who were the undesirables?
Homosexuals, people political that were political prisoners, and others.
How many Russians died liberating Berlin? Do you know?
Oh, it was hundreds of thousands.
The last I read, 400,000 to 500,000 Russian troops died in the last months of the war just to liberate Berlin. Few people understand the price that the Soviets or Russians paid in World War II, and it kills me to see that this president of ours has now turned Russia into an enemy instead of our greatest ally. It's a shock for me to see this. But you see, I don't want to join the anti-Russian hysteria that is being built around America. You want to talk about the news? Did you notice they just arrested a Russian spy in New York? Why do you suppose suddenly they're exposing the great FBI is arresting Russian spies? Why do you think they're doing that? Because Obama and the sorority that has now vilified Russia in order to start a new war with Russia is suddenly starting a Cold War by arresting so-called spies who they've known have been here ever since the 1950s, meaning in one form or another. So we're starting a new Cold War. The sorority that is leading us into this World War III with Russia has no idea of the danger that they're bringing the world to. And if you don't believe me, then why don't you remember what Mikhail Gorbachev said 2 weeks ago? Remember Mikhail Gorbachev, the darling of the progressive left, not 20 years ago? Well, he's back, and he warned us that Obama's antagonism toward Russia threatens the world with a nuclear exchange because they're backing Russia into a corner. That's from Mikhail Gorbachev, not from Mikhail Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. So, you have to understand that the Islamic State, the throwback barbarians, are killing Shiite Muslims as they rampage across the Middle East. It's a Sunni versus Shiite issue, and you should study the difference between them and why they hate each other going back 1,000 years. It's all insanity to people outside the religion. But in their creation of their massive Islamic State, they ask certain questions as they conquer a village. According to survivors who escaped ISIS, the ISIS barbarians ask them certain key questions, and you should know what the questions are. I mean, you don't really have to know and waste your time with it. But the fact is that they violently oppose Shiites, and they seize upon religious differences to ask key questions to try to figure out who they should execute. And one of the things they ask when they conquer a town is the individual's names. Now, Christians are killed right away. That's immediate. So since Shiites believe that Muhammad's rightful heir to leadership should be in his bloodline, if the radical ISIS members come across people who are named after the prophet's relatives, they assume that those individuals are Shiites who are named in their honor. Did you ask? Then they ask people where they live, because certain neighborhoods are known to be heavily Shiite, and people from those areas are likely more likely to be killed. Then they ask questions about the way they practice the religion. So something as simple as the placement of their hands during prayer could lead to the ISIS barbarians to murder a person right there on the spot. And you don't have to know all of the differences. But to show you how insane this is, I show you how insane this is. Because to we Americans, it should not matter to us, should it? But you should know that ISIS is doing very well indeed. And you should know that ISIS has many followers and fellow travelers here in the United States of America. They're Islamists, by the way, and many dumb Democrats are doing nothing to stop them. You understand this? And yet they say they're going to conquer the world. Of course, I don't think they're going to conquer the world. However, as we learned from Hitler, he should have been stopped at Munich. But he was not stopped at Munich. The death camps, the rail lines going into the death camps should have been bombed, but they were not bombed, were they? Because everyone assumed it would never happen and it would never get worse. So those who do not know their history are condemned to repeat their history. And now that Hitler is back, but because he's speaking Arabic and not German, and because he's not marching with Mein Kampf to the Horst Wessel song, the world is asleep, by and large. And that brings us back to the topic at hand, which is what we've been talking about. And the phone number is 855-407-2828. If you care to join the conversation, grab the open line right now, and I'll get to that call in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage. Reality of what the German Nazis did in World War II to the Jews and those who opposed the Nazi regime, including many Christians. But we're focused now on this HBO documentary, Night Will Fall. But you know, when you watch that 90-minute documentary, which will be rerun tonight on HBO, and you see the piles of human hair and the mounds of dead bodies, and you look in the eyes of the dead, and you say, you know, but for the grace of God, there goes I. You say, no, you have to talk about it, no matter how boring it is. Because right now, anti-Jewishism, I wouldn't call it anti-Semitism, but anti-Jewish hatred is reaching a new crescendo. It's so bad in France that French Jews are fleeing to Israel, as they did many, many decades ago. And at the same time, Muslims are destroying churches, killing thousands of Christians in the Middle East, in Nigeria. In Nigeria, it's the Boko Haram Muslims, slaughtering Christians, burning churches. The Islamic State has pulled down church crosses in northern Iraq. 200,000 Christians fled. Did you know anything about that? You haven't heard anything about that. There's a Holocaust going on right now, and I ask myself, and this is a tough question, where are the righteous Jews? You say, well, why are you picking on the Jews? Well, I could say, where are the righteous anyone else? But I'll say, where are the righteous Jews? You know why? Because I watched Schindler's List years ago. And all the Jewish groups commended Schindler's List, and they said they were righteous Gentiles for saving the Jews, those who were saved. And they were right. They were righteous Gentiles. So now where are the righteous Jews, I ask myself? I don't know where they are. I haven't heard them speak out against the Holocaust, against the Christians. And I myself feel obligated to take this valuable time on the radio to ask, where are the righteous Jews? Where are the righteous everyone else as a Holocaust is occurring in front of our eyes? I watched the unforgettable HBO documentary Night Will Fall. And I watched this footage as the cameras lingered on and grazed across the lifeless bodies of the dead Jews. The individual bodies, emaciated, rubbery. Close-up shots on the faces, locked in grimaces of eternal torment and despair. Teeth missing, skulls cracked open. It's something that I shouldn't have watched. I was warned many years ago not to watch Holocaust footage because it would drive me insane. But I watched it anyway. I couldn't stop watching it in my dark room last night. I sat alone with the dog watching it for well over an hour. And I kept asking myself, what is the point of watching this? It was so long ago. Why are you watching this? Night Will Fall on HBO. It describes how British, U.S., and Soviet troops, I will say the Soviet troops, moved through Germany in the spring of 1945, supplied with soldiers who'd been specially trained as cameramen. And those of you in the film world should watch this. They carried primitive cameras with thick lenses and wind-up cranks. And they were told by the U.S. Army to capture everything they saw in detail. To contradict those who inevitably deny the truth of the camps. And right now we have those denying the truth of the camps. Nazis in America, Nazis in Europe. Muslims in particular saying there was no Holocaust. And yet it's happening again. And the object was to make it a lesson for all of humankind as well as the Germans. So they made detailed footage. They made detailed footage. And it's a historical record of what actually happened in the concentration camps. The bodies, the ovens, the storage facilities filled with human hair, the children, especially the twins picked out for Joseph Mengele's experiments on Jewish twins. And I sat there, and not only did tears come to my eyes, I wanted to kill. I didn't sit there whining to myself. I wanted a murder. Every instinct in me, I wanted to take a knife and stab it into someone's heart. I wanted to do to them what they did to these children, but I couldn't do it. I was sitting alone in a room by myself with a dog in the year 2015, and I asked myself, where are the righteous Jews? The harrowing faces were there. The U.S. government sent them there and then didn't run the footage because they didn't want to antagonize Germany. They needed the country to help in the post-war reconstruction, and they were seen as a future ally in the Cold War against Russia, and so this amazing footage was put on the shelf. And then they sent in Billy Wilder, another great director at the end, and he made a little short film called Death Mills. Death Mills. And that's the only thing the American people saw, which was horrible enough. So I ask myself, as I watched Night Will Fall, the HBO documentary about the Holocaust last night, I ask myself, where are the righteous Jews? That's all. That's who I'm focusing on. Because we're hearing a lot about the Holocaust, and as we should, but where are the righteous Jews who are telling us about the Holocaust against the Jews, and by the way, against Christians who spoke out against Hitler? That you don't know. I've studied this my entire life, and 6 million Jews were killed, but about 9 million others were killed, also in concentration camps. You don't know priests were killed, nuns were killed, political opponents were killed. That you don't know. But we know that there's anti-Semitism again. We know that. And we should pay attention to the Muslims in Europe. We should pay attention to ISIS destroying Christian churches across the Middle East, just like Hitler destroyed the Jews, they're destroying Christians. How many Christians, how many non-Muslims have been killed by the political act of jihad? We have the numbers right here. We have them right here. I have them all. You don't want to hear this. Counting the number of African Christians killed in the 20th century, we have 60 million Christians killed from the beginning of time. 80 million Hindus killed. 10 million Buddhists killed. Did you hear this? So there's been a Holocaust against these groups, and yet we hear nothing about it. So I figured, look, I have to talk out about it. You know why I have to talk out about it? Because I'm not going to waste your time on a radio show talking about nonsense. I'm just not going to sit here and talk about nonsense. So I ask myself, where are the righteous Jews? I don't know. I found one statement by Rabbi Rick Block, president, and Rabbi Steve Fox, chief executive of the Central Conference of American Rabbis, who said, the Torah forbids Jews to be silent. You shall not stand idle while your fellow bleeds. And they said they're horrified and revolted by the persecution of Christians, Yazidis, and other religious minorities in the Arab world, particularly in Iraq and Syria, by Islamist terrorist groups such as ISIS or ISIL, the so-called Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. And they condemn the acts. But I haven't heard any other professional Jewish groups say a word. They're guilds. They're little guilds of self-control. self-important little guilds. And they are the silent ones today. They're acting silent the way the world was silent while the Jews were being thrown in the ovens. You'd expect more from the Jews. That's my point. You'd expect more from the Jews. That's all. If they're the ones talking about the Holocaust day and night, as they feel they must, to prevent it from happening again, why are they silent while it's happening again to Christians and Yazidis, who are not only being killed, some are being enslaved, the women are being forcibly raped? You say, well, why are they not speaking out? I don't know. Answer the question for me. Why are they not speaking out? Answer the question, why are they not speaking out? Now, let me jump cut this little narrative I'm giving you today to an American story. Transgender woman to be Pennsylvania's physician general. A transgender physician will soon become Pennsylvania's new physician general, the Washington Blade reported. Dr. Rachel Levine, an expert in adolescent eating disorders and behavior health, was nominated for the Commonwealth's highest medical post by progressive Governor Tom Wolf. She made the transition from man to woman 5 years ago and with her appointment will become the highest ranking transgender person to ever hold a position within state government. Now, I ask you a question. I don't think that even Dr. Mengele would have done to twins what these people are doing to themselves. Now, maybe I come from another time, another place. Maybe I'm not, you know, with the times. But to me, any man who psychologically is so disordered to think that he's a woman inside, and instead of just being gay, goes to a crazy doctor who cuts his genitals off, and then thinks he's a woman, is a psychopath. To me, genital mutilation, whether it's done by Muslims to young girls, which has been banned by most civilized countries, or genital mutilation of this kind, is insanity. This is all I can say to you. Now, to put this person, Rachel Levine, as the new physician general is incomprehensible. So why am I talking about this transgendered individual, along with what was done to twins and others in the Nazi concentration camps? Because I'm trying to tell you that Western civilization is destroyed. It's insane. The progressives are insane. Do you understand that? The same progressives who told you global warming caused a blizzard that never was are insane about every other thing that they touch. Don't drink big sodas. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't drive too fast. Don't talk too fast. Don't walk too fast. So I don't have to spell out the litany. But Western civilization has been psychologically gutted by progressives. Does that explain why progressive Jews don't talk about the Holocaust going on against Christians? Does this explain why the progressive Christian church is silent as Christians and other religious minorities are being decimated in the Middle East, enslaved, raped? Why? Why are they silent? That's why I'm talking about this. So let me go back to the beginning. The blizzard that wasn't, they got it wrong. So people say, well, what else did they get wrong? I don't know what to believe in anymore. If that moron, Shepard Smith, can still stand up there and not go to a mental hospital after his hysteria of yesterday about a blizzard, you say to yourself, then they're lying every day about something. You don't know what the hell they're talking about. They get up and read a teleprompter, and they read it with a suit on, and you're supposed to believe Shepard Smith and Al Blarney, there, all of them, they're liars and idiots and morons. Uneducated, stupid idiots is what you say to yourself. So who do you believe? Well, that's why I direct you to this HBO documentary. Why don't you believe some documentary footage of human bodies that look you can't believe what you're going to see if you have HBO. Force yourself to watch it. Force yourself to see what happened to the Jews in the 1940s. And then ask yourself, if a Holocaust is occurring now, which it is, why is the world silent? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. There's some good news, which is the Kurds have recaptured Kobani in northern Syria and driven ISIS out. That's a huge deal, by the way. And that's a result not only of their fighting spirit and the weapons that we provided them, but the U.S. air power, which has wiped out many of these throwbacks. And the Kurdish fighters are tremendously invigorated after months of fighting for their lives near the Turkish border.
And finally, we have a victory over these barbarians, the Islamic State. And it's good news. Of course, there's the big story is still Mosul, which is a different story because we cannot bomb Mosul because it's a city of 1 million people. And apparently the Islamic State wants to draw us into an urban street-by-street combat in order to gain some leverage over us through captured troops. So I doubt very much that that's going to happen. But nevertheless, there is a victory that we can look to and say, thank God the U.S. military is still functional through the U.S. Air Force at this time. Let's go to the callers. Ed on line one from FXJ in Virginia. Welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. You rarely hear ISIL mentioned in the media, in the network media in America. That's the Islamic State in the Levant. Levant is the former name of the region in the Eastern Mediterranean, comprising of modern-day Lebanon, Israel, and parts of Syria and Turkey. This is their mission statement, to destroy and occupy all of this territory. But we rarely hear it explained thusly. That's why a lot of confusion is out there.
All right, but they are all, the acronym aside, it's preceded with the first letter in the acronym, which is Islamic. Isn't that correct?
Yes, sir. Their intention
okay,
is...
So the unified thought here is that it's Islamic barbarians trying to take over the world in plain English.
Absolutely.
All right. So in your estimation and your knowledge of history, are they going to succeed?
I don't...
Do you see them succeeding in their crazed goal?
If they do not, it will not be because of anything America does to them.
Yeah, well, we have to say yes, but it was American air power that helped the Kurds recapture Kobani. Isn't it true?
It's true. However, sir, our power is very limited, and we're not going to apply our power.
Well, we just applied air power to help the Kurds recapture Kobani. So why should we say we're not going to apply our power?
When it comes down to the very final push, Americans will not stand for it. This American regime is not going to allow any further hindrance of ISIL.
But, my friend, there's just been a new Congress installed. It is not the Democrat, Socialist, Progressive Congress of Nancy Pelosi. So why are you so pessimistic in this regard?
Well, I don't think there's two parties, sir. There's just the uniparty.
No, I understand. So you're basically singing from the same song sheet that I've been singing from for years about the Democrats and Republicrats. I understand that. But there's been a slight change, and sometimes even 2 degrees of separation is sufficient to see a dramatic shift in policies. I think that in order to save the American military, we have to reinsert the generals who were purged by Obama. There should have been a hearing on this the first day the Republicans took power. Every one of the generals who were purged after Benghazi should be brought before a panel by the Republicans and asked to explain what their crime was that Obama was able to purge them. That would be the road to healing this military and get rid of these incompetent morons that Obama has put in such high places, which is crippling our ability to fight the most important war of our lifetime.
I would hope so, but not with...
Well, I would hope so, too, but I kind of don't think so under our dear friend John Boehner. No, I don't quite think so. But nevertheless, there was some good news. And the good news, again, and I want to leave you with the good news today after 3 long hours on the Savage Nation talking about the Holocaust and asking where are the righteous Christians, where are the righteous Jews to stand up for the Christians who are being mercilessly driven out of their homelands, their churches burned and being killed. The good news is that the Kurds fought their way back and took back Kobani in northern Syria, and that was after 1,000 Islamic barbarians were killed by American airstrikes. Good night and God bless America.
Savage.